Welcome to Happy by Design, Happiness Among the Chaos. I'm Liz Romney and I live with chronic cancer. This podcast is all about learning how to be happy while learning how to thrive with chronic health challenges. I'm a mother of three and a wife obsessed with understanding what happiness looks like in the most challenging season of our lives. Through heartfelt conversations, you'll discover how to commit to intentional joy no matter what's going on in your life. So make sure you have your favorite drink because we don't shy away from any topic. Welcome to Happy by Design, Happiness Among the Chaos. Well, hello there, dear friend. Welcome back. I took 2 weeks off from the podcast because I didn't have a good structure on how to create these episodes. So they were actually becoming overwhelming and I don't need more overwhelming in my life. And you might also have noticed a change in the intro. When I started this podcast, my idea was to help people that were going through any type of challenges. But I had an impression that I should focus on those with health challenges, especially those with chronic health challenges. But if you are here and you have a challenge that is not health related, you are welcome to stay. Everything I share here can be adapted to any type of challenge, and I am grateful that you are a listener. Believe me, I truly appreciate that you are here. Well, speaking of overwhelm, in today's podcast, I'm going to share with you the steps I take to make sure that I am soothing my feelings of overwhelm. Being overwhelmed sucks. It sucks, and it makes life so unpleasant, especially when you're sick. Something I always say is that I do not need to make things worse for myself. Life is already very hard with chronic cancer, and that's something I cannot do anything about, but I can do something about the other stuff of my life, and overwhelm is one of those. So what is overwhelm? Well, the way that I understand overwhelm is that this is a pressure. It's the pressure we feel when we have accumulated too much of something within us. Too much anger, too much sadness, too much worry, too many expectations, pushing ourselves way beyond our limits. So anything that is too much within us will create overwhelm. Sometimes when I am overwhelmed, I feel like a pressure cooker about to explode, or like I am in the thick of a thick fog that I cannot get out of. So when it comes to feelings of overwhelm and you're starting to notice that this little mischievous friend is doing an appearance in your life, you need an escape plan. I have an escape plan that I use to pinpoint where I am feeling overwhelmed and what to do to soothe those feelings. This escape plan has 3 steps. So step number 1, identifying where you're feeling overwhelmed. I have identified 4 places where overwhelm can be saying, hello, I am here. So the first one, in your body, then the second one, in your mood and reactions, number 3, in your mind, and number 4, in your daily life. So let's go deep on this. Let's start with in your body. So number 1, when you're feeling overwhelmed in your body, you are experiencing physical symptoms. Symptoms like low energy through the day, or you wake up feeling good, but by 12 or 3 or 4 or 5, you are dead. Zero energy. Or maybe your neck or your back are in pain or feel stiff and you have no idea why. Maybe you're more hungry than normal, so you're eating more than normal. Or maybe you aren't hungry at all and barely eating. Or how about you're biting your nails or fidgeting around, or you cannot stay still in one place. Or maybe you don't even want to move. Or maybe you have this surge of energy from nowhere and then it collapses. There are many ways that overwhelm can affect your body. So when you see change in the way your body is functioning and you know you're not sick outside your typical health challenges and outside the side effects of your treatment, then overwhelm is probably the culprit. Number 2, in your moods and reactions. This is where I see my overwhelm most of the time. Not always, but most of the time. When you see a drastic change in the way you react to things, people, or circumstances around you, you are probably overwhelmed. Maybe you're getting angry so much faster and a lot bigger than normal. Everyone irritates you and annoys you. Or maybe you're crying for no reason at all. Or maybe you feel numb, like you're just going through your days with no motivation or enjoyment at all. The key here is that you're acting when it comes to moods and reaction in a way that you normally wouldn't, or you have been in this cycle for a while, but you weren't like this before. Okay, number three, in your mind. This is another one that affects me when I'm overwhelmed. In your mind means that your mind is being a little bully. You keep having thoughts that aren't fun. Negative thoughts about your worth or negative thoughts about other people. Negative thoughts about your health and your body or even your mind itself. Or maybe you cannot focus and keep zoning out when you're trying to do something or have a conversation with someone. Or maybe you find yourself thinking way too much about something. Or maybe your levels of worry are so high that you cannot even sleep. You're worrying about everything, like if your kids are going to be traumatized about your health challenges, or if you're going to die even though you are not terminally ill, or if your husband is going to leave you, or if the house catches on fire while you're sleeping, or if someone's going to steal your car. You get it, right? Another one for the mind will be if you feel constant guilt. Maybe guilt for being sick, guilt because of financial burden, guilt for not being able to do things you normally would do, or guilt for past mistakes. Just guilt. You're overcome with guilt. Okay, number four, in your daily life. When I say your daily life, I'm referring to how you feel about your everyday life, your everyday routine. Some of the signs could be you're misplacing things like keys, phones, controllers, etc. Or maybe the things you could normally do, considering you have the energy to do them, they still feel like you're climbing a mountain, so you decide to watch Netflix instead or scroll on Instagram. Or maybe the laundry is piling up and you simply don't want to do it or any chore, even though you have the energy to do them. Or maybe the other side of the spectrum. You keep doing things in your to-do list until you burn yourself out. Maybe you simply rather just stay in bed and let that day pass away because you don't want to deal with anything. Okay, so that's step number one, identifying where your feelings of overwhelm are showing up. Sometimes it can be in two of these places, but most of the time there's one that is the main one, the one that is affected the most. So try to identify where this is. So a recap. So you can find this in your body, in your moods and reactions, in your mind, and in your everyday life. But before I continue, I know this is a lot of information I'm giving you, and we still have two more steps. Don't worry, my dear friend, I got you. I have a guide that will give you all of this information so you can actually implement these steps. It's a free guide, and I will include the link in the show notes so you can go, after I'm done with this episode, you can go to the show notes, click on the link, and get the guide. Okay, let's move on to step number two. Step number two is the solution, is the method we will soothe the overwhelm. But step number two is not about applying it. It's about understanding the solution, and I call this reframe. And reframe is an acronym. I think that's how you pronounce this word, acronym, hopefully. So each letter represents a possible solution to where your overwhelm is showing up. Don't worry, in step number three, I'll show you how to know which reframe element to use. But let's learn what reframe means. So the first R means rest. The E, express your emotions. F, food. R, readjust your routine. A, abandon expectation. M, move your body. And then the last E, explore your relationships. Let's remember that overwhelm is the pressure of the accumulation of too much of something, too much tiredness or too much stress, too much unprocessed feelings and emotion, too much bad eating habits, too much on your plate, too many unrealistic expectations, too much sedentarism. I think that's how you say that word too. So there you go. Or too much of the wrong physical activity, or too much time without connecting with your loved ones, and many, many more. But reframe tackles all that too. It tackles all of them. The key here is to know how to apply them. So we're going to talk about that in step number three. But before I move on, in the guide for this episode, there's a list of activities that you can do for each reframe element once you figured out which one you need after doing step number three. So, my dear friend, make sure you download the guide. Okay, now step number three. Step number three is about matching where you're feeling overwhelmed with reframe element by asking yourself a few questions. Question number one. Now that you know where the feelings of overwhelm are showing up, describe it in detail how it's showing up. So let me give you some examples. Example number one, in my emotions and reactions, I identified that my overwhelm is showing up in my emotions and reactions. So this is the description that I wrote. Lately, I have been getting very upset with the kids and my husband. I keep yelling at them for not picking up their things or leaving messes around the house. I also get upset by loud noises, even if they're just playing music or having fun. I feel like I have no control over my anger and I have never been like this before. Let me give you example number two. So in this one, I'm identifying that the overwhelm is showing up in my daily life. So here is the description. I feel like my head is going to explode just thinking about everything I need to do. I don't feel well, but things need to get done. But by 3 p.m., energy is too low and I cannot do the thing I want to do. Okay, let me give you a little pause here. All of these, the examples, the questions, all of these are in the guide. So make sure you go to the show notes and you download the guide. Okay, question number two you want to ask yourself. Now that you have a deeper understanding of your overwhelming feeling, ask yourself, why do I think it is showing up in this area? Okay, example number one. Remember, we said in my emotions and reaction, it's all about getting upset with the kids and the husband, right? So example number one, I feel like my family expects me to do everything around the house, even though I don't feel well. I need their help, but feel guilty for asking them to do more than they are used to. These are my responsibilities, but I sincerely cannot do them anymore by myself, and I'm resentful that they aren't noticing how unwell I am. Okay, for example number two, remember, this is in my daily life. So I wrote, I'm putting too much pressure on myself on getting things done. Okay, question number three. Now that you have an even deeper understanding of what is happening, go back to reframe, read each element, and choose which one you want to apply and how you will apply it. This is the great thing about reframe. You can choose any element that you want. But once you understand the details, the deep details of why your overwhelm is showing where it's showing and why you think it's showing there, then you're going to have more understanding to, okay, I think this reframe element is going to work better because of these reasons. Okay, so for example, number one, the reframe element that I chose was express my emotions. I'm going to have a meeting with my family this weekend and tell them how I'm feeling and how I need help. I will be calm and together we can come up with a plan of new chores. Did you see that? So we went from in my emotions and reactions, right? This I'm feeling really overwhelmed in my emotions and reactions. And the reason is because I'm upset with my kids. This is how I express it, right? I'm upset with my kids. I'm yelling at them because they're leaving messes around and I don't want to pick up their things. And even though I know the reason why this is affecting me so much is because I know this is my responsibility, but I don't feel well and I need their help and I feel guilty. So which is the reframe element that I chose? To express my emotions and ask for help. And together we can come up with a new plan, a new chores plan. Okay, for example number two, abandon expectations. Remember, in example number two, we said that the overwhelm was showing up in my daily life. It feels like my head is going to explode just thinking about everything I need to do. And the reason why this is feeling like that is because I'm putting so much pressure on myself on getting things done. So what I'm going to do, what reframe element I'm going to choose? Abandon expectations. I know I want to be energized. I know I want to be an energized woman. Sorry, no. I know I want to be the energized woman I used to be, but I am not. I'm burning myself out trying to be that woman. I'm going to create a list of the things I do every day and eliminate things from that list that I can no longer do. I will remind myself that it is okay to have new expectations of myself and I can choose to live a more balanced life considering my health. Did you see how that went? from I'm recognizing that my overwhelm is showing up in my everyday life, in my daily life, because I have all these things I need to do, because I'm putting too much pressure on doing them. But because I'm choosing abandon expectations, I realize that I cannot do the things I used to do, and that I'm putting too much pressure and too much expectation to be the woman I used to be, but I am not because of my health. Do you see how all this comes together? Okay, so question number 4, optional but recommended. Select 1 to 2 supported reframe elements, meaning you can use multiple reframe elements. So if you feel that one element is not enough, you can choose a second one. So for example, number 1, remember, she was feeling in her emotions. She was, I say she, but it was me. It's a whole thing. I keep changing she and me, but you get it, right? You get it. So let's just keep with she. Okay, let's just keep it with she. So she's feeling it in her emotions and reactions. She was yelling at her kids and one husband, and she realized that she needs help. She created her reframe. Her first reframe was express her emotion, where she met with her family and say, "Hey guys, I'm not feeling well and I need help." Her second reframe was explore my relationships. So she wrote, or I wrote, or whatever, "My family and I need to spend some quality time together. For the next month, I'll set time apart every Friday to have a movie night in our living room. We'll make popcorn and let the kids choose the movie they want to watch." Did you see that? Just imagine yourself and put yourself in these shoes, right? In the place of this person. You went from, "I'm yelling at my kids. I'm yelling at my kids and my husband. We're having a really terrible relationship right now. I don't feel good about the way I'm reacting. They probably don't feel good at the way I'm reacting." This is all accumulating. So the reason why this person is feeling her emotion and in her reactions, because the fact that her kids, right, are not cleaning up after themselves or all of these things is creating too much emotions of what? Resentment, right? Of, "I cannot do this anymore." So she once goes and says, "I'm going to express my emotion." She went from, "Okay, guys, I need help. To a second part, "I'm going to connect with my family more. After we created a plan for chores, we're going to still nurture our relationship." See how reframe could change this person's overwhelm. It will soothe it. It will make it calm down. It will keep it at bay. Okay, with sample number 2, what other supportive reframe this person can use? So first one was abandon expectation. She has too much on her plate, and she's going to make a list of the things that she can no longer do during the day. Just keep the things that she can actually do because of her health. And then she's going to choose a supporter element, which will be readjust her routine. See how those two can go together? Abandon her expectations of what she can do and then create a new routine. So she wrote, "Now that I know what things I really want to focus on, I'm going to create a new schedule that will match my energy levels with my focus things." Do you see how this escape plan comes together? This process that I just went will create that escape plan that will soothe your feelings of overwhelm. You can try many combinations of reframe until you find the sweet spot. Okay? So, like I said, in the guide, you're going to find many, many suggestions of activities you can do for every reframe element. So you get that. Okay, so now that you know the 3 steps, it's time for you to create your own escape plan. You need to sit down and put all of this together. In the guide I provide for this podcast, you have a place where you can put all of this together. Answer the questions and how you're going to apply reframe. Take a moment to think about where do you want to reduce your overwhelm and apply it. I can give you all the steps that you need, but they will not work until you apply them. Because really, my friend, why leave happiness to chance when you can design it yourself? So before I go, let me ask you a question. Have you subscribed to the podcast? If you are enjoying the episodes in the podcast, don't forget to subscribe And that way you can get an alert when I drop a new episode. But if you want to go the extra mile, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Instagram stories, and make sure you tag me at Liz Romney. That's LizRomney. Now, before I leave, I need to remind you that I am not a medical professional or a therapist, and everything I share here comes from my experiences and opinions, so none of this should be taken as medical advice. I'll see you in the next episode.